We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We talk all the time about the impacts of COVID in our everyday lives, and certainly there's plenty of different things that have been affected. And some of them will be affected only for as long as this pandemic lasts. However, there's some stuff that may never go back to the way that it used to be. I know. Gasp.
Stop.
I mean, when was it? It was several months back when we were doing one of our news updates with Brennan Summers from News 10 NBC, and he felt like an absolute Grinch reporting that snow days may now be a thing of the past, right?
Rip.
Because now schools know how to do remote learning. So if the snow's really bad, oh, you're not coming into school? Day off? Yeah, not so fast. You're doing remote learning.
Relax. Pump
now,
the brakes, Sally.
The adult world, the equivalent snow days are sick days, right?
Yeah.
Could the same thing happen with sick days? I found this interesting. Two-thirds of people who are now working remotely say they feel like they can't use sick days for anything less severe than coronavirus itself. So ironically, could coronavirus mean the end of sick days? If you're working remotely, I would love to hear from
this
you.
It's wild.
585-222-9800. Well, think about it, right? If you're working remotely, you're not going into the office. Do you have a different standard for what you feel would be a sick day? Because obviously, it's that standard is probably a little bit lower when it comes into, I'm not feeling that great. Yeah, I probably shouldn't go into the office. I don't want to get anybody sick. Then I'm getting out of my bed and going to my living room or my office or wherever. That standard's higher to have to justify with yourself of, I'm so sick, I can't look at a screen and type away, right?
Like I'm nauseous or I'm going to throw up or
right.
whatever the case may be.
You're a perfect example of this, Breeze. You're still
broadcasting.
Yeah, you're broadcasting from your closet. You're
I know
at
I'm
home.
I'm a little sick in the head, but
no, I didn't mean that. This time. But
yeah.
do you think that you have a lower or a higher standard now of what you would need to, like how sick you would need to be before you would take a sick day? I mean,
yeah,
you're not
I've
one.
I've thought about it before.
You're not
I've
one
never,
that takes them anyway, but.
I've never taken a sick day.
Yeah. Now you really
not,
won't.
That's not me flexing. That's just, I've just never taken one.
Facts.
And I feel like I was on the show for a couple, 7 months before the pandemic hit. But once the pandemic hit, I mean, what am I going to take a sick day for?
Right.
I mean, I'm home. I fear that sick days are going to be killed off. And my fear behind it is like, there's so many positives to it, right? Like, sure, you don't feel well, and you do have the option to work from home, because not a lot of people do. Not everyone has the option to work from home.
And still not everyone does, but many, many, many do.
But sometimes people take a sick day for a plethora of different reasons. Like, they could be having an upset stomach and they're like, and I'm just like mentally not all there. And I'm just going to take a sick day, reset, recharge, and hit the ground running tomorrow. But if that's not even really an option, or maybe they feel guilty or someone else might make them feel guilty for doing that, that's not good for your, you know, reset, recharge mentality.
For your overall mental health, right?
Right.
I mean, we know America, how we feel about work. Nose to the grindstone, all that. So much so that compared to a lot of other countries, we burn ourselves out, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Because we work so much. And now this is going to open things up to making that even worse. When you aren't feeling your best, not feeling like you can justify just taking the full day off.
Right. Not that a lot of people do, but it definitely is something that's becoming a little more normalized, is like mental health days and mental health sick days. Not a lot of people even want to go down that rabbit hole because They're like, I'm going to be so behind for the whole week, and it's just going to cause me more stress than it would if I just went in, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think there might be a shift with the mental health days, though, because that is something you don't need to justify to yourself, right? I think a lot of the time, I think people use sick days in place of a mental health day because they don't want to open up about the stuff that they're struggling with. So it's just easier to, I got a sore throat. I don't want to get people sick. I don't have to open up about what's going on.
Well, that's the fear. It's like,
so maybe that's a good thing that could come from it.
What do you mean by that? Because if you're going to sit there and be like, I'm sick, I'm not coming in, they're like, okay, well, do your work from home.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but I just
need a break.
I just need to like relax for like 1 second.
We've got some people checking in here.
Okay.
585-222-9800, especially if you work remotely. This texter, I do work remotely, but I'm still going to take care of myself. I come first. I don't care if I'm home or in the office. I'm not going to sit in front of a computer and not feel good at the same time. Work will be there tomorrow. It's not going anywhere. And if your boss/work makes you feel like you need to work, then maybe that's a sign you're working for the wrong people.
Yeah. I it's funny. You watch shows, right? And you go across the pond and you go to different countries and you experience things. And not to quote Emily in Paris, because like, why would I do that?
I thought it was Emily in Paris. Right?
Emily in Paris.
Isn't that how you're supposed to say? No, it's supposed to say Emily in Paris.
You haven't seen the show on
Emily
Netflix.
In Paris.
There was a quote in there. You're dying laughing at your own joke. I'm dead.
Yeah, what am I not? Why are you surprised?
There was a quote in there. It was like, you Americans, you live to work.
Mm-hmm. Not work to live.
People in France,
we
work to live.
Yeah.
Like, you have it twisted.
Yeah, no.
And that, like, sparks something in me as like, you know, cutesy and tweeny as the show is. Like, that little bit was like, damn. Like, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. And you don't even see it because we're in our little, you know, orzo right here. Tunnel vision of everything going on, and we don't know what's going on in the outside world of all the other stuff, all the other countries, but this is what we know and this is what we're accustomed to. And I think getting rid of these sick days, or maybe not having them as accessible or an out, is definitely going to be not great. Because like, when are you going to get a chance, unless you take, you know, PTO or a half day or whatever, but you still have those sick days banked into your salary.
Yeah,
and your contract.
I mean, they can't take them away. I'm just saying it's more of a struggle with yourself, right? That's more of what I'm getting at. It's not like they're gonna be like, ha ha ha, you can't take sick days now, taking all our sick days away.
Right.
But it's
definitely gonna be an internal complex.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely. So, you know, this texter saying this is also true. I'm a teacher and it's never worth taking a sick day because then you're more behind and sub plans are a headache to write and plans never go according to plan. And now I won't see my students for a week if I'm out. So,
yeah.
And then there's some people making another point the other way. This texter theorizing that I think it's going to make Americans take more days for ourselves.
Really?
Yeah. With work invading our homes like it is in our daily life, that maybe we will be able to cut ourselves a little bit more of a break. I mean, that first text I read seems like that's the way they want to go. So maybe it's an individual thing. Maybe not so much.
Yeah. But taking sick days at this current point in time, I know we're talking larger scale, bigger picture type of thing.
Yeah.
But taking sick days like right now isn't really a good idea because then you're out for 10 days or whatever the case may be. And you're so behind because people might think you have COVID.
Well, that's actually also another point I wanted to bring up right now. Yeah. No matter what it is that you have, if you take a sick day, what is everyone else in the office thinking?
Like, we'll see you in 2 months.
Oh, maybe see you never.
Right, exactly.
Right? So, it'll be interesting to see the outcome of this. This text or late-stage capitalism is the worst.
Does our sick days roll over? Because I have, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I believe they do.
Cool.
I believe they do.
I'm just gonna take one whole month off with my sick days. Is that allowed? If our boss is listening, just tune out.
I don't know what disease did you come up with to have?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Cross the bridge when we get to it.
I feel like
thing,
we got a lot of options.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.